And now you will listen to a radio drama brought to you by Garmin Production Studios. It will bring you suspense and grief, but remember to keep silent while listening, no matter how much you want to scream. We're going live in 3, 2. The Norton family was your average American family. They were growing increasingly concerned with the ongoing world war that surrounded them. Charlie Norton, your average American husband, wanted to help his country prepare for the inevitable entrance to the war. His anger was growing about them doing nothing.
We can't just sit here all comfy when our allies are dying. We're supposed to be helping them, supporting them. That's how America's supposed to work. We're supposed to help.
All of a sudden, the family hears an advertisement blare through the room. They simultaneously look over to the small radio in the corner.
Are you feeling slow, weak, or even lazy? No matter, the newest invention by mad scientist Dr. John Jacob Jingleheimer will solve that in an instant. This new miracle serum enhances your physical capabilities and makes you an epic superhuman being. And now for an interview with none other than Dr. Jingleheimer himself.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This product can solve all of your problems resulting in your physical incapacity. Men, are you finding yourself tired and groggy when sitting on the couch while your wife avoids the household chores for the family? Well, will you feel like the weak agenda? For I have created this serum that will only work on you, the men, the greater sex. With this miracle that the heavens of science have bestowed upon us, even the wounded and most incapable can join the war! Wunderbar!
Charlie Norton looks around the room at his family.
This will make us, the United States of...
Honey, no. I told you, you can't be leaving me here. I am not having you desert us and die in that hell-forsaken war. I am not having Rosie live her life without a father like I had to.
Sweetheart, I just want to help the country.
And what about your family? I would be helpless without you here. Charlie, we need you. I need you.
Clara, do you think you two aren't a part of this country? Do you think I wouldn't be doing this for you? You two are the reason I want to do this. I need to be a man for once to protect my family.
Charles Norton, it is out of the question. We aren't even in the war yet. I am not having you risk your life because some mad scientist says it's safe. It's exactly how Rosie got that wretched hand.
Rosie looked down at her shriveled, blackened left hand. She slowly moved her crippled fingers up and down.
Mom.
No, Rosie. This conversation is over. It's not happening.
Charlie knew his wife wouldn't change her mind. He went to bed that night with a plan forming in his mind. He wasn't the only one with restless thoughts, though.
Good night, Rosie. Sleep good, love.
Clara walked over to her daughter's bedside and brushed the veins off of her forehead to kiss her goodnight.
Mom.
Yes, sweetie?
That doctor on the radio isn't the same one you did the experiment for when you were pregnant with me. Isn't that the doctor that did this?
Rosie held up her blackened hand, tears starting to well in her eyes.
Yes, he is. After that catastrophe, I thought they would never let that man near a lab ever again. I guess they got desperate with the war.
Dad can't do it. He's gonna get hurt.
Don't worry about your father. He's a grown man. He can take care of himself. Just go to bed.
Clara knew, deep down, her husband wouldn't listen to her. But she couldn't have her father ruin another part of her family.
Dad?
That's Clara! I haven't seen you in...
16 years. Not since you used me as your guinea pig for your genius serum. Not since you crippled my daughter because I was desperate for money.
You know I didn't mean to do that. I just wanted you to have a daughter who was as smart as you. And since you married that halfway, I sense you needed the extra push.
I love Charlie. Why do you think I never let you meet him? Why do you think I tell him you left and I've never seen you since I was a girl? God, I wish that was the truth. But unfortunately, I need the favor.
Low on money again?
No. I need you to promise me Charlie will never touch that serum of yours.
Well, why would I ever turn away a paying customer?
Because I'm your daughter and I'm begging you. Please, just do this one thing for me. Please.
The doctor considered her request. But he also thought, what was the good in turning away a paying customer? After all, he was positive that this serum was safe. And that pathetic excuse for a man wanting to finally help out and fight in the war, what was the use in stopping him? Charlie Norton was never a super fit person. He was the kind of person to have to stop after a flight of stairs to catch his breath. And he always thought working out was a waste of his time.
Over the next few weeks, Clara Norton noticed a difference in her husband. Not only was he always exercising, but he seemed mentally different. Like, he wasn't really there. Almost like a switch had flipped in his mind.
Honey, what would you like me to make for dinner? I have roast beef and potatoes or chicken and rice.
Charlie just stared blankly ahead.
Charlie?
Mom, could you come here for a second?
Honey, not now. I'm making dinner.
I think you'd want to see this.
Rosie, I'm busy.
Mom, now.
This better be important.
It is. You know how Dad's been acting different lately? I think he went behind your back and took the serum.
No, that's not possible.
Mom, just listen.
Rosie turns on the radio to the news station.
This is your national news anchor, Johnny Fisher. I have some breaking news. I have just received word that ever so popular Jingleheimer serum is having certain mental side effects. There have been countless reports of men who took the serum having certain, cannibalistic effects. According to witnesses, the users have begun to lose their minds. We have Dr. Jingleheimer here with us now to explain what went wrong.
Yes, Johnny. What I didn't predict is that over the course of a few months, the serum will begin to kill thousands of brain cells at a time, making the user utterly brain dead.
Well, Doctor, is there a cure? Millions of people around the world have already used the serum, including me.
Unfortunately, no. Any other questions, Johnny? Johnny?
We need a doctor! Someone call an ambulance!
Johnny!
All of a sudden, Charlie Norton springs up quickly. Charlie, what did you do? Charlie Norton marches mechanically towards his wife, holding his hand up, ready to clasp around her throat.
Dad, knock it off!
Clara grasps at her husband's hand, gasping for air.
Hold on, Mom!
Rosie sprints into the kitchen and takes the skillet off the stove, holding it in one hand, her shriveled one hanging by her side.
Dad, get off!
Clara barely squeaks out.
He's not your father anymore. Do it.
Rosie swings as hard as she can. Charlie slumps to the ground.
Mom, are you okay?
Yes, Rosie. He wasn't all that he showed himself to be. I have something to tell you.
What is it, Mom?
You see, Dr. John Jacob Jingleheimer is...
What? Just tell me.
He's your grandfather. I told your father not to use the serum because Dr. Jingleheimer left me when I was a child. We wanted to protest the serum. Dr. Jingleheimer was something of a mad scientist. I knew it since I was a child. And I confirmed it when he did that experiment on you. But your father went behind my back and bought the serum anyway. I guess I was right.
I can't believe that.
Rosie's cut off by a bone-chilling scream. Clara Norton grabs a wrench and runs out of the house to the street. It looks like something out of a horror movie. She could hear glass breaking, chainsaws riveting, and hammers smashing.
Are those the husbands? The ones who took the serum?
No.
Well, who is it?
Those are the wives.
What? But the reporter said that the serum made the men cannibalistic. And insane. And didn't they say when the serum first came out that thousands and thousands of men took it? Shouldn't that be the men making the noise?
You tell me.
Clara Norton points to her neighbor running out of her house with a chainsaw in her hand. Clara runs over to her neighbor Susan to ask her what happened.
Susan, are you all right? You're bleeding.
Yes, I'm fine. My husband, Gary, get the serum. Wait, Nick Aaron heard what happened, right?
Yes, I heard. And I saw Charlie turn too. He strangled me until Rosie here grabbed a pan and, well, you can figure out the rest.
Oh my, I'm so sorry.
I don't have time to mourn. We need to figure out what is going on and how to fix it.
Absolutely.
Clara swiftly turns around to find a man sprinting towards her. She hurls the wrench directly at him.
All right, problem solved.
Let's get inside and formulate the plan.
First, let's gather the rest of the wives. See if they need help.
Clara Norton leads the wives on her street into her house.
Obviously, this is a very serious situation. We need to figure out, can the serum spread to us, the women, and how long can we keep this lifestyle up? All our lives, we've just been the weaker gender. Our jobs were to cook, clean, and do laundry. But now, not only are we taking over the everyday responsibilities of men, but we have to live in a world that seems apocalyptic.
Well, Mom, the serum shouldn't be able to spread to us. Dr. Jingleheimer fixed it so that it would only work on men. And I don't think the serum would change after it's been used.
Good point, Rosie. For now, I don't think we can stay here in the burbs. If these superhumans really are dangerous to us, we should get away from them.
Maybe we can find a campground. Put on your sharpest rings, ladies. We're going to have to figure out a way to get our hands dirty.
And now, for a brief break in our program, for a word from our sponsors.
Hi there, I'm Stacy from FatZap. Would you like me to zap your fat away? It is so easy. All you have to do is contact the number 1-800-FATZAP, and we will take care of the rest. It is a super simple and trustworthy process of contacting a government satellite, scanning the globe for your location, then zap! Your fat is gone in a guaranteed 48 hours or less. Call now or in the next 24 hours, and we'll also throw in a free FatZap selfie stick. Remember, I'm Stacy from FatZap, and you can call 1-800-FATZAP. Side effects may include skin cancer, tumors, radiation waves in brain, loss of hair, immense obesity, and extreme cases death.
1-800-FATZAP.
Now back to the program in 3, 2. A trail of suburban women trek through the forest north of their county, looking for a safe place to set up camp.
I think we should split up. I brought some walkie-talkies for us to communicate with. Here, take one.
Rosie Norton takes a walkie-talkie.
Turn to this station. Wait, what?
If anyone can hear this, we need help. If anyone can hear this, we need help.
Hello? Hello? This is coming from Garmy Lane. Where are you?
This is Anita Hayworth coming from Lanell Hills. There are too many of these things. We're getting overwhelmed.
Rosie! Clara! I found something!
Clara and Rosie run over to Susan.
Is that a
nuclear power plant? A government facility? We should get in. There's gotta be some useful resources in there.
Did you just say nuclear power plant?
Yes. How fast can you get to us? We need to find a way to break in.
If we leave now, we could probably get to you in a day.
We'll stay in touch with you along the way. Stay safe. We've only got half the population left of the world to help us.
It's starting to get dark, and while Rosie, Clara, Susan, and the rest of the women from Garmy Hills were setting up their camp, they hear some rustling in the bushes.
What was that?
Who's there?
Charlie Norton emerges from the bushes, a normal human being.
Dad?
Charlie?
Charlie Norton runs to his family and wraps him in a huge hug.
Charlie, what happened? How are you
normal again?
There's no time to explain. We have to get out of here.
Suddenly, Dr. John Jacob Jingleheimer emerges from the bushes.
Dad, why are you here?
Charlie Norton steps in front of his wife and daughter.
Stay back, Rosie. This man's a sociopath. He's responsible for what happened to you when you were young.
I know. I want to know why he's here. Why he did all of this.
Wait. I was just trying to help. I seen Charlie back, and I think I could help change everybody else back. So, I have to see him here. This is my coat.
But he wants something in return.
What's that?
I want Clara. I want her to get away from that fool, Charlie.
But he's my dad, and she's my mom. You can't just tear my family apart from me.
He thinks he can, and he will. I have to do this. He shows no mercy.
Clara slowly walks towards the doctor.
Stay back.
Clara!
Clara Norton turns around and faces her family.
Mom!
Clara! Are you all right?
I'm fine. He's finished. We can get his cure.
How? You just killed our cure. Where did you even get a gun?
I think you're forgetting that this monster is my father. And ever since I was... I think you're forgetting this monster is my father. And ever since I was a kid, he always kept a notebook with every formula to every serum he ever made in his right coat pocket.
Clara reached over the doctor and pulled a small notebook out of the doctor's coat. She flipped through the pages to the very back.
Right here.
Rosie and Charlie crowded around her, reading the cure.
This is it. This is how we fix this. But how do we tell the rest of America about this before they kill all the men?
We get the help of the strongest resource we have here, the women.
Join us again next week for another exciting adventure of The Dominant Beings. This has been a production of Old Time Theater by Garmin Production Studios. So long!